Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
How are you, Patricia?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for asking yourself.
I'm excellent. I'm a little, I'm in need of my awaken fair.
Me too.
I'm in need of the wonderful practitioners at my awaken fair to revive and energize me.
I've been telling people about the show.
Well,
I hope on Saturday I'll be able to come with some people.
I hope you will also, absolutely, be my guest. So it's this Saturday, November 19th, from 10 until 5 at the Doubletree Hotel in Tarrytown. And the Awaken Wellness Fair, you know, it's interesting. It used to be a body-mind-spirit fair, but now it's a body-mind-spirit-green fair because everybody is so concerned with how we're taking care of our environment.
Right.
Environment around us, and also, you know, the environment being what we put into us, like what we listen to, what we let come into our immediate environment. So it's necessary to be green in that way also.
And green and lean.
Green and lean, that's it.
Yeah.
One of the things I say about the Welcome Fair, the Awaken Fair, is I invite people to come and learn about wellness that starts with an attitude of gratitude, living green, being lean, and maintaining a peaceful core in the midst of the lives that we live today.
Zach, this is very, very, very true. And you know, even those of us who know what to do, sometimes we fall off the track. And sometimes an awakening fair is one of those things that kind of recharge your battery to create more excitement and for others to see what's new out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, that I think that's such a truism that we know the right things to do. We know a lot of what we should be doing. But we forget. We fall into the trap of working too much and sleeping too little and putting ourselves at the bottom of the list instead of the top of the list. And we need to be reminded of how to live a balanced, holistic life that honors ourselves.
Yeah. You're so right. It's funny. For the last 2 years, I've been having issues with my eye. And then, you know, finally I said, you know, what am I doing? Let me go back to my books, my Back to Eden for one. And I said, let me go back to juicing again. Mm-hmm. And that's my dog. juicing my carrots and making sure I have that, you know, that glass full every day.
Good for you.
Yeah. And you know, and I said, how foolish is it for me to forget that?
I know, but
how many other people like that? How many other people just like to kind of forget?
That's true. And you also said, you know, it's an opportunity for people to learn the new things that are going on in wellness also. And that is absolutely true also. There's so much going on today. We hear about pharmaceuticals, meaning things that are sort of, you know, they're sort of straddling the line between natural medicine, meaning herbs and food products, and pharmaceuticals, which have the science behind them. You know, one of the things with natural healing is that while there's a great tradition and certainly things like Ayurvedic healing and Chinese medicine have thousands and thousands of years of history, we kind of live in a world that wants to know about the testing and the research and so forth. So we're kind of coming to a place now where we've got products around that do fall into both categories, that there is some testing and research going on and some studies that support the claims that different products make, and the products are natural and made from food. So, you know, that's a very, just like you're juicing with your carrots, you know, that's a very exciting thing.
So tell me, for those people who have never, and I can't say how anybody have not been, because this is the biggest fair of this kind, certainly in Westchester County.
Absolutely.
So tell the people, what would they expect to see when they come there?
So, you know, I am thinking about the fact that this fair is probably the greatest wellness dollar value a person could possibly get. The ticket to the fair is $10 online, and that's through November 17th, and then it's $15 at the door.
Okay.
And what the person then gets is an entire day of listening to speakers. I have two rooms of speakers that go continuously starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And actually, my very first, my keynote is actually not a speaker at all, but it's someone who plays Tibetan metal bowls. She calls it the Singing Bowl Experience. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful concert that she puts on. She invites people to come in and they close their eyes and sort of drip into an altered state of relaxation, and it balances the chakras. Her name is Beth Mullen, and she kicks off the day at 10:15. And then from there, we have two rooms of speakers, and they're going on all day, both speakers and demos. In one room, as soon as Beth finishes, in one room I have a woman by the name of Lisa Ann, and her company is called Spirit Quest, and she's doing a talk that she entitled Messages from Above. And it's talking about, you know, making the connection to the spirit world, making a connection to something that's beyond us. And, you know, that's a very interesting topic. It's not for everybody. So for people who have a little trouble with that one, in the other room at the same time, we have a demo by The Art of Control Pilates, which is, you know, everybody's talking about Pilates these days to strengthen the core, the abdomen, and the back. And my friend Simona Cipriani is the owner of Art of Control Pilates. Their studio is at SUNY Purchase. So they're actually doing two demos. They're doing one at 11, and then they're doing another one at 3:30 in the afternoon. So for the early risers and for those who like to sleep in, they can totally check out Pilates. But other speakers that we have Machiko Izumi, who is a chiropractor who very much focuses on digestion. We have Lois Kramer Perez talking about feng shui, which is about the energy in our surroundings. One of my interesting speakers, I have to say, is a lawyer. His name is Stephen Jay, and he has a very long title to his talk, but it's a good one. And the title of his talk is Whispers from Within, Insights from a Practicing Lawyer on Following a Joyous Spiritual Path of Loving Kindness in Daily Life. That's a little bit of a deviation. So then we have Shira Adler, who really focuses on exactly what we were talking about at the beginning, women taking care of themselves, women doing some self-nurturing in support of each other. We have a wonderful film that is being presented by health. It's a health awareness documentary presented by Health Advocates Worldwide, and that's Scott Douglas and Patricia Tomowski. And the name of the film is Preventing and Reversing Alzheimer's and Dementia. Now think about reversing Alzheimer's. And apparently in this film, which I haven't seen myself yet, there is evidence that Alzheimer's can actually be reversed. So that's a pretty amazing thing.
Amazing.
We have lots more speakers, and I'm not going to go through all of them because there are more things to talk about. So let me say that the two rooms of speakers all day long, a person could come in and just plop down in one of those rooms and spend the entire day there. But if they did that, then they'd miss the practitioners. And we have practitioners who are doing all kinds of energy work, vortex healing. We have a woman who is a Reiki master, a shamanic practitioner, intuitive energy work, past life regression. We have craniosacral therapy. So we have got just such a wonderful assortment. We have 10 practitioners in a room on their own, so there's some privacy and there's the ability to really tune into what the practitioners are doing. So that's outside of the ballroom. And then we have another room outside of the ballroom where we have intuitive readers. Do you go to the intuitive readings? Do you get yourself a reading when you're at the fair, Pat?
No, I never had the opportunity because I'm always running around and, you know, trying to trying to take in everything at the same time.
In the intuitive readers room, we have 15 people who, most of them have been with me repeatedly. I would say of the 15, maybe I have 2 new people and everyone else has been with me before. And they do great readings, a variety of different skills that they have, from crystal readings to angel readings to tarot readings to astrology. So they are really they're really something. There's an extra fee for that, but you know, it's very, very popular. They end up getting sold out.
Wow.
And then sort of the main event, if you will, is the ballroom with all of the exhibitors and vendors. And that, you know, that in and of itself is an education to walk through.
Yeah.
The different vendors, and it sounds to me like that's what you do is run through
that's
the aisles.
That's what I do. I go through the aisles and I look at every vendor and talk. In fact, one year a good friend of mine was a vendor and he had an opportunity to speak with her. And then I go into the lectures because I happen to like the lectures and what you have there as well.
Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things that's happened with the vendors this year is we have a lot of the vendors that you've seen before. Couple of energy companies, you know, people are looking at ways to be more conservative with their energy and lower costs in energy in their homes. We have Easy Care Energy Solutions, and then we have Green Mountain Energy, which is a way to be more conservative with your energy, pollution-free electricity. But the other thing that happened this year is I have two, I'm going to call them schools. One is actually a school, one is a camp. And they deal with kids, and how wonderful it is that, that we're that this message of holistic health, of body, mind, spirit, is not just for those of us who, you know, who are getting a little long in the tooth, but it's being spread, the word is being spread to kids so they grow up with a reverence for life and an awareness of body, mind, spirit, holistic healing and health. So I'm very excited to have, I have the Green Meadow Waldorf School, and they have locations in both Rockland and Westchester. And
really?
Yeah, they do. The Waldorf School itself is actually, it's been around since 1919, but it's always had a very holistic attitude towards learning. So it's about, you know, what you and I would think of as book learning, you know, ABCs, the math and the English, but also art and also, you know, how to grow things and also athletics. A lot of the things that our schools today just don't have the budget to do anymore.
Right,
so I'm very, very excited to have the Waldorf School. And then in addition to that, I have, Eden Village Camp, which is an organic farm wilderness and arts sleepaway camp. So that sounds good. I want to sign up for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love the idea that kids are being, you know, kids are being taught all of this now. They don't have to wait until they're old and, like, relearn everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a great thing.
I remember one year you even had a gentleman there who, I had two people there, because one was my girlfriend, who target animals. Pets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think if I have any pet people this time. I bet you're thinking of Bobby Pollock, who is my good friend. Well, at least that's one of them. And she's actually a volunteer at the fair this year. But if somebody wanted to have a chat with her, I'm sure
they could.
To have a chat with them about animals. A couple of the practitioners actually focus on animals or have some animal practice. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I think is very interesting is they do a lot of Reiki on horses.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the more progressive veterinarians actually have Reiki for the horses. One of my practitioners, her name is Natalie Deeb Kasdan, does animal communication. So, you know, if somebody's listening right now and is interested in animal, doing some spiritual work or energy work around their animals, Natalie Kasdan is a good person to chat with, and she will be in the practitioner room. Something else I want to mention, you had said that you like to go and sit down and listen to the speakers, and I have just amazing, interesting speakers with really the latest word on what's going on in health and health awareness and integrated medicine and spiritual growth. And sometimes, you know, you have a choice of two different speakers and you want to hear them both, and you can't do that, at least not yet. We haven't figured out a way to do that. But I do have Jeff Gold from Creative Seminars making a CD of every talk. So if somebody doing something else, they can, and he creates them right then and there. It's really, you know, the technology we have today. So a person could buy a CD of a talk that they hear that they really like. Maybe they want to share it with somebody who's not there, and they can get the CD on the spot.
That's great, because that happened to me, because I was in one room. I forgot what the topic was. And then then I ran into the other room, which by the time I got there, I missed it. And it was the young lady from Brooklyn who was doing the presentation.
Alicia? Alicia Boyd,
I think it was Alicia. Yeah.
She will be at the event. Alicia does different kinds of energy and healing spiritual work, and she also runs a school for people who are interested in learning to become healers.
Mm-hmm.
So she will be there both doing sessions and talking to people about her school if somebody wants to learn more about how to become a healer. Another school that we have there is Westchester Yoga School, and you know, there's such a terrific interest in yoga today, and people are, interested in going beyond classes and often becoming a teacher or getting their teacher certification. And so she'll be there, the Westchester Yoga School will be there to talk to people about becoming yoga teachers.
Oh, that's
an exciting thing.
Yeah, that is exciting. Wow. What made you decide to do a fair? What was the need that you saw that you had recognized that was not being tapped that you decided to do this kind of awakening fair?
You know, I think that there's so much wonderful, I'm going to call it alternative healing, and it's really not alternative, it's integrative. You know, sometimes it's time for the regular MD who's going to give us an antibiotic or perform surgery or whatever, but there are other methods for wellness also, and I've always been very interested in it. And I think that, you know, it's very difficult to get an overview of all the different things that are going on in terms of integrative wellness. You know, you could go to a Reiki master, and then another week you could go to an acupuncturist, and another week you could go to somebody else, but it would take you a lifetime just to sort of do a survey of the different practices that are out there to find what it is that works for you, because not everything is for everybody. You know,
right.
It's like some of us, you know, like a red shirt and some of us like a blue one. You know, you have to find what works for you. So this is, to me, this is an opportunity for me to help people know what their choices are in terms of being well. It's a smorgasbord of well over 100 different exhibitors, readers, speakers, practitioners, and people can take a look at what's going on in the world of body, mind, spirit wellness today and see what works for them. You know, the idea, even with the practitioners, is not so much for people to get a full session with anybody, but to get kind of a sample. And if they find that something works for them, great. Make an appointment, go see the person. If they try something and they find it's not for them, that's okay too. They found out about it, and they found out about it for next to nothing instead of spending $150 on an appointment to find out that something isn't for them. So it's just, to me, a great opportunity for the general public to check out what's going on in the world of wellness and to see what works for them. And I'll tell you, Pat, even the fact that we have it at a hotel is part of my wanting to appeal to the general public. People who are not so into alternative wellness might feel a little uncomfortable going to, let's say, an ashram or something. Mm-hmm. But something like a hotel, anybody can go to a hotel, you know. So it's not a big step away from the mainstream. It's very much in the mainstream, and people can check out what's going on and see what works for them. So to me, it's just, you know, it's part of my mission of educating the public about the wellness options that are available to them.
And if people don't want to participate, like in the spiritual portion of it, you know, there's people who are talking about vitamins and...
Oh, absolutely. You know,
and things of that nature also. So it's just not just spiritual, it's a whole holistic approach. And I think
you know,
that's good to know.
It's interesting that you mentioned the vitamins and the other things that are available today. Certainly the spiritual part is one part, but we do live in these physical bodies and we got to take care of them. And there's so much going on today with investigation about antioxidants and different products that impact the genetic system of the body that make us healthier longer. You know, we read a lot today about how we live longer, which is great. You know, our mortality keeps, you know, they're saying it's going to be not uncommon for people to live to be over 100. You and I might be having this conversation when we're 100.
Yeah.
But we want the quality of our life at that point to be
terrific. Right.
You know, it's not just about adding, what's that saying? It's not about adding years to your life, but life to your years. And there's so much out there today to add life to our years. So yes, we have a lot of vendors with cutting-edge products and research about different supplements and different food products that can help people be healthier. So I'm very excited about that aspect of the event also.
And you're absolutely right. You know, people, you know, what technology, what the knowledge, you know, technology brings information to our homes a lot faster. And people,
mm-hmm.
like you said before, are beginning to realize that, you know, we do have somewhat of control of our life expectancy if we start doing the right things for within our bodies and also spiritually. And that starts with what you put inside your body and then how you surround your body as well, your
right.
environment. Yeah.
That's right. I am a person who tries not to listen to the news too much, you know,
yeah.
when we talk about what you surround your body with, because
yeah.
it's so negative. And I
yeah.
think, you know, we all want to be informed about what's going on in our world. So, you know, once a day I'll listen to something, but that's it. I don't want to get sucked into that negativity. Right, because
yeah.
that's going to have an effect on me. That's going to have
Absolutely.
An effect that... That darkness is going to affect my whole being, you know,
it
not
does.
Just my
it
brain,
does.
But my body energy. So,
it
you know, I think an event like this.
It seeps into your spiritual world, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that one of the theories about illness is that all illness begins in the spirit, and then it moves
wow.
to the mind, and if it's still not addressed in the mind, then it moves to the body. But the body is kind of the last stop, that whatever the disturbance is, starts way before it becomes a physical malady. So, you know, the issue of taking care of body, mind, and spirit is a very real one. And
it is.
The Awaken Fair is an opportunity for people to find the right way to take care of their own body, mind, and spirit. You know, the Awaken Fair, the original name of it was Awaken to Your Best Self. And that
mm.
really is what it's all about, awakening
yeah.
to our very best self, being the best we can be. So I'm just going to repeat that it's this Saturday, November
okay.
19th, at the DoubleTree Hotel in Tarrytown, New York. It runs from 10 to 5. If people get a ticket online, it's only $10, and the tickets online are through November 17th. And that's at www.awakenfair.com. Mm-hmm. And then at the door, it's still only $15. So, you know, it's really, as I said, the bargain of the century.
Yeah.
The first 500 people who come get a goodie bag. And the goodie bag has gifts from our vendors. It's got coupons. It's got information. It is a reusable bag that you can take when you go out shopping. So it's a great bag. I don't know if you got one before.
And I tell you, it's a very useful bag because,
it is.
I mean, it's so there's so much material there that you can, it's impossible to keep it in your hands, so you need the bag.
There you go.
Collect
that's
the literature
right.
That's there.
Right.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
I think you have a whole literature table there, too. You know,
we do. And you know what else is very useful, and I know our time is almost up, but I just want to mention the booklet that everybody gets who comes to the fair. And what it is really is a listing of all of the vendors, readers, practitioners, and speakers who are at the event and a little bit of info about them and their contact info, including their website. So the booklet itself is a fantastic resource for people to go and do some exploring on their own. They'll have a wonderful list of people who do terrific holistic practices and how to get in touch with them or read about them on the Internet.
And I can't stress enough those people who are thinking about, you know, moving in this direction of health and wellness. You know, you really owe it to yourself to get up on Saturday and attend this event.
I think that's a lovely idea.
Oh, boy. You know, it's too bad you don't have someone doing, like, cooking classes there. That would be
great. We've got
yeah.
We've got one one or two food companies there, and by food companies I mean it's not that they're cooking there, but they have organic products that are for sale.
Oh. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you who it is as soon as I find it. Nutrition Master Foods, Grainy Golden Oil, Grainy Food Mix, Food Shots, that sounds interesting.
Hmm.
Breakfast Tubes, that sounds really futuristic.
Yeah, it sounds for the people on the go.
Exactly, like you and me, right?
Yeah.
Fruity and Chocolate Snack Tubes, Vitamin and Vegetable Punch Corn, Vitamin, Fiber, Vegetable First Punch. So really an amazing array of food products that are natural, made with raw ingredients, organic ingredients. So so that they're called Nutrition Master Foods, and they have a whole menu of different foods that you can buy from them to take home and cook up something healthy for yourself.
And you owe it to yourself to do so.
That's right.
Absolutely, yeah. And I like the fact that you're providing people who come in there, at least the first 500, with this directory, because a lot of times people, you know, become very excited, and then they say when they go in their own little world back home, then they don't know where to do the follow-up. But
right.
There's no excuse now, because you're giving them, you're arming them with the material that they need, the information that they need, so they can go ahead and they can follow up. And I would suggest for people to bring a pen and a pad so you can write notes.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. You know, they could actually write notes right in the book when they run into somebody that they really like to circle it in the book
perfect.
Or something.
Yeah.
You know, so that they know that they want to follow up on it. I think what sometimes happens is the book is chock full of great info, but people don't really read it until they get home, and then they say, oh, I wish I had seen this one, or oh, I wish I had, you know. But, again, the booklet tells them where they can find the person on the internet. The CDs are available after the event, so, you know, there's always a way to connect with the information even after the event is concluded.
Now, for some of my baby boomers who may be listening to the broadcast, and they're saying, "Wow, this awakening sphere sounds great," but I've been eating this kind of food, and I never really I've been going to McDonald's all my life. I do this, I do that, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
It's too late for me. Is it too late?
Oh, first of all, it's never too late. We know that it's never too late. And I've got to tell you, there are several really great products that I'm going to try myself that are being presented at the fair. One of them is called ASEA, A-S-E-A, and there's a lot of talk about ASEA. They call it a time machine in a bottle. How do you like that? And what they say is that our bodies, well, and we know this, our bodies are actually programmed for health, and that means that, you know, our bodies are programmed to protect and to repair the cells, but as
right.
we get older, the body has a harder and harder time doing that. So the whole process of repairing and replacing cells slows down. And this product, ASEA, is something that presents a redox signaling molecule. And there's a lot of science around this redox, and the redox is what is going to keep us younger longer. It's actually a healing response. It allows our body to heal itself the way it did when we were kids. You know, as we get older, even I'm sure both of us can think of occasions when it took us longer to recover from something, you know, whether it was a big night out or a cold or whatever. It just takes longer because our body doesn't repair itself the way it once did. So this product called ASEA is something that does help the body heal itself more quickly. Now, there's another product that I have heard about that is also going to be at the fair. It's called Protandem. And what they say about Protandem is it actually it brings your aging, slows down the aging, the cell aging process to the level of a 20-year-old. So I would like my cells to age at the rate they did when I was 20 instead of
Me
the rate
too.
Right. And Protandim has a lot to do with eliminating free radicals. It's got a high antioxidant level. So there are things like this at the event that for baby boomers who feel like they've slowed down or they've lost energy or they've lost beauty, there are things at the event that are really going to be helpful to them. There are both internal products, which is what I just mentioned, and also external products. There are things to put on the body that have a much stronger scientific base, even though the products are natural. New Skin is one of them, and that's a name that we might know from the past, but who really has moved forward in terms of youth gene clusters and taking away the signs of aging from our skin. And then, Shaklee also has a great line of what they're calling nutraceuticals, and Shaklee will be at the event. Mm-hmm. And then my very favorite cosmetics company called Arbonne, and mm-hmm. Arbonne will be at the event with Dr. Nancy Weiss. And Dr. Nancy Weiss is a physician, mm-hmm. And she works for the Age Management Institute in New York City. And I think that right there tells you something about the Arbonne products. It's a Swiss-formulated, botanically-based product. They're manufactured in the U.S., but it is a Swiss formula, and it's all natural. There are products for adults. There are products for babies and young children. There's a makeup line, a treatment line, but it's all natural and pure. I really, really love Arbonne. So for the baby boomers who need to or who want to look better and feel better, there's lots in the ballroom, lots of vendors to help them.
How about weight management? Will you have anyone there, any vendors that will be addressing those issues?
We all love weight management, right? Oh, dear God in heaven. You know, that also is really a challenge as we get older, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are so many approaches to weight management. And I'm going to go back to one of my speakers who also has a vendor table, and that is the Art of Control Pilates. Actually, I have another Pilates vendor there also, and that is, hang on, and I'm going to tell you the other name because I'm blanking out because I didn't take my vitamins today. Marilyn Miller is the woman's name. And so we've got lots of Pilates going on at the Awaken Fair. And
would you know by chance what it'd be selling there?
Say that again?
Would he be selling the Pilates bands at the fair?
I don't know about Marilyn's company is called Pilates on Hudson, and I don't know if she's going to be selling a product or strictly classes, but I will tell you that I have at least one and possibly two vendors who are selling bands. One of them is a vendor that is new to us, and I don't know if you know my assistant Connie, but Connie was like so excited about this company, and so they're not only going to have those bands available, but they're going to be demonstrating the usage of the bands. Yoga instructor is actually going to help display the bands. The band is called the Reach Loop, R-E-A-C-H, Reach. And the way the fellow who has it, the way he, I'm going to say, developed it was he found that he was in yoga classes and he couldn't, you know, like he couldn't quite make the move that the instructor wanted him to make. And so with his band, he is able to do all of the poses and all of the stretching. So it's really, it's a terrific product. And actually, one of the nice things about this product is that it's hand-sewn in Pennsylvania. So it's not something that's made in China, not that there's anything wrong with China, but it's kind of nice to know that the product supports American workers, you know. So that's called the Reach Loop, and they will be at the fair and demonstrating their product.
Well, that'll be fantastic.
Absolutely.
I joined a boot camp, and we're gonna.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I know he said we're gonna have to have bands, and I know bands, you know, they sound like, oh, that's kind of cute, but they will humble you.
Oh boy! Now, are you still doing your boot camp now?
Yeah, so I'm
going
to be
good for you.
Yeah, I'll probably come in my sweats because of the fact that my boot camp starts at 10. It's over 11, so I'll just jump in the car and excuse me and come straight over because I don't want to miss us. I don't want to miss too much.
Honey, you come any way you like. I'm always happy to see you, no matter what. And you know what? That's great. That's great that you're taking care of yourself. And I think that that coming to the Awaken Fair is going to give you a little more inspiration and a little bit more, I don't know, support. I want to say motivation, but I think we're all motivated to live well and be healthy and take good care of ourselves. But sometimes it's just hard to do that. There's so many demands on us in any given day. So to carve out the time to do something good for ourselves, that's not the easiest thing. And hopefully when you come to the Awaken Fair, you will feel supported in your own personal journey towards health and wellness.
You did not mention, I believe, your website.
That's an important thing to mention. The website is, and actually I want to say a little bit about the website. It's awakenfair.com, awakenfair, F-A-I-R.com. And what I did this time was each vendor and speaker and practitioner and reader, each one has their own page on the website. So the website at this point is about 120 pages.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's a big, big site, and I have, like, I have a page that's an overview. For example, the speakers page has all of the speakers listed and what time they're on and the name of their talk and a little teeny bit about their talk, and then a spot where you can click to go to their page if you're interested in the topic and read all about whatever it is that they're speaking about. And the reason for this is that, of course, everybody who's participating in the fair has a lot to say about what it is they're presenting and the benefit of what they're presenting. And, you know, with the old website, there was only so much that could fit on a page. So it just made a lot of sense to put up a page for everybody and lots of great pictures. I have to say the... one of them, the Art of Control Pilates, which is both a speaker and a vendor at the fair. There's some beautiful pictures of Pilates poses on their webpage. And actually, there's a picture of the owner, Simona Cipriani, doing an amazing, I guess they call them poses, but you can see the strength in her body, and, you know, if she can do it, we can do it. So very inspiring to have pictures of people who are healthy and doing what we all want to do, which is to take care of ourselves and be strong and healthy, as you are with your boot camp.
Yeah, my boot camp.
Are you doing your boot camp outdoors or indoors?
Indoors.
Indoors, yeah, I guess it's getting a little cold to be outdoors.
Yeah, but all that today was a beautiful day.
It was gorgeous out. Oh, my goodness, it was just felt like springtime. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what I want to mention, too, is we do have someone doing aura photography at the fair. Have you ever had your aura photographed?
I've had an aura reading.
Uh-huh, okay.
This is
very, very much related to that, and it's so interesting. The technology actually picks up your aura and the vibration of your aura and translates it into colors, and you can see
which of your chakras, which of your energy centers are stronger and vibrating and are out there, and which ones are kind of diminished and tired and need a little support. And what's especially interesting about it is, depending upon how you are at any given moment, you know, you could have a photograph taken, an aura photo taken right now, and it looks one way, and a week from now it looks differently because you're in a different place and your energy centers are different. So I just love having an aura photographer there. And this time the name of the company is A Healing Hand, and the fellow who operates it is named Tim Bashara. I think he comes from Long Island. But it's just great having aura photography there. I'm always very pleased when somebody signs up to do aura photography.
That's really interesting.
It's very interesting. The other thing that they
do make me pull out my book, The Third Eye.
You know what? It will see if your third eye is strong or not.
Yeah.
That's what you'll see in the photograph. He also does a sound healing with tuning forks. And so, for example, if you did have an aura photograph taken and you notice that, let's say, your throat chakra was particularly weak, he could give you a tune-up using a tuning fork that is tuned to a specific frequency that would aid that specific chakra. So very, 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 you know, it's both high-tech and yet ancient. And I love that about this whole subject, is so much of it is ancient wisdom that for a while we just kind of, you know, poo-pooed. We said, oh, no, you know, that's old. So that's what my grandmother used to say. And now we're finding out that some of it is real,
really true.
They may not have had the science to support it, but that didn't make it not valuable. So so something like the aura photography and then the vibrations affecting the chakras is just, I just love anything like that. I could actually, if I wasn't producing the event, I would just go to the event and stay all day and do everything that there is to do. And hey, I just wanted to say also, you know, it's the event is always, if I can get the space at the hotel, the event is the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And one of the reasons I do that kind of timing is that it's an opportunity for people to start their holiday shopping. And some of our vendors have beautiful jewelry. One of our favorite long-term vendors is Shireen Bath, who has the Intentions bracelets, which are those beautiful crystal bracelets that are infused with Reiki energy. And she herself is a feng shui practitioner, and she talks about her bracelets. They're goddess bracelets, and she says, you know, it's from one goddess to another. So again, that idea of honoring ourselves. So there are a number of vendors with jewelry, with handbags. We have one very interesting vendor. This is something new that I never heard of before. Negative ion clothing. Now, we've heard about acid versus alkaline things in our diets. You know, we've heard about ionized water, and this is ionized clothing. So I can't wait to see what this is all about. Supposedly protecting the body from the negative vibrations that are out there. So I want to see what it looks like. I want to see what it feels like. I want to see if I notice a difference when I wear it compared to not wearing it. So such interesting things around these days. There's also, I'm sorry.
I said, no, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. There's also kind of similar to this, to the idea of the clothing. There is a company called Power Bands, Life Ion Bands, and a very similar thing where, but this is a bracelet that you wear, and it has tourmaline in it, and it is proven to emit negative ions, so it
sort of forestalls the negative impact of the oxidation of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So very, you know, a lot of very interesting stuff out there. I had actually, at one point, I had one of these bracelets, a Life Ion band, and I took it off and I left it somewhere. So I'm definitely going to get a new one while I'm at the fair myself. They're good for relieving pain. They boost the immune system. They speed up healing. They also cause an anti-inflammatory response in the body. And for those of us who are starting to get a little arthritic, it's very good to have something on that that's an anti-inflammatory.
You know, the human body is an amazing, I guess, instrument. I guess you would want to call it.
It is.
And
it is.
And if we if we learn to be in tune with our body, that's basically what we're saying. Learning to be in tune with your body and giving it what it needs.
Yeah. You know that
and
it's
protecting it.
I think a part of what you're talking about is an awareness and a sensitivity. There's a class that I teach. It's an 8-week mindfulness based stress reduction class. And I taught it one time at a hospital, and I had a couple of doctors in the class. And one of the exercises was you get like an outline of the human body, and you're supposed to mark where you have aches and pains. And they had no aches and pains. Now, to me, two of them, and they were both guys, two guys in their 60s have some aches and pains in their bodies, but they were so disconnected from their bodies, so unaware of what was going on in their bodies that they couldn't identify. So very interesting to, have the awareness of what's going on in our bodies, be sensitive, and even have a deeper awareness of knowing what is going to make our body feel better. And I think that is a knowledge that we're all born with, and we somehow manage to educate ourselves out of it.
You're absolutely correct. 100% correct about that.
And part of what the Awaken Fair is about is to allow ourselves to get back to some of that, that innate knowing, that truth that each of us has within us.
And if we get back to that, then we will be proactive with our health
as opposed to reactive, which unfortunately is how a lot of us are. And, it's sort of nobody's fault. It's how we were trained. It's how we grew up. It's what people believed at one point, that you didn't need to go to a doctor or do anything about your health until something hurt or something broke. And we're a little bit smarter than that today. And we know that if we take good care of ourselves, we're going to have a richer and a more useful life and a more enjoyable life. And maybe we can kind of not get to the point where things break so much and send us to the doctor. So the Awaken Fair is an opportunity for people to get that information, to help themselves live the best life possible. And I hope that lots of your listeners will come and avail themselves of it.
They owe it to themselves to do so.
Absolutely.
And even after the affair is over, until the next one you have in the spring, in the meantime, in between time, they can also get your magazine.
The magazine is Natural Awakenings, and it is full of wonderful, wonderful articles about holistic health, about natural health. The publishers of Natural Awakenings are actually Marilee Borrell and Dana Bullinger, and we are partners in many things,
okay.
including bringing the Awaken Fair to you. So they will be at the fair, and they will have lots of copies of their magazine for everybody, and that is a that is an excellent way for people to stay on top of what's going on in the world of holistic wellness year-round. It's a magazine that is free, and you find it in a lot of health food stores, and I know Whole Foods has it, and Mrs. Greens has it. So it's at no cost to the consumer, but it is a terrific resource. And once a year, there's an issue that is kind of like a directory of practitioners, and I believe that is the January issue. So that's a good, actually all the issues, I was going to say that's a good issue to hang on to, but all the issues are good issues to hang on to because the magazine is just always full of wonderful, wonderful information.
It really
information.
Is. Where I live, there's three buildings in my development, and someone delivers it to our building every
nice.
Time it comes out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every month, yeah. Very nice, very nice.
Yeah. And I see that people do take them. You know,
of course.
I see the pile gets smaller and smaller.
Well, that's good. And
yeah.
You know what? That's part of this whole movement of people becoming more aware, more well-rounded, more curious about body, mind, spirit, health, and holistic wellness. So I love to hear that people are taking the magazine and the pile's getting smaller.
Well, I think people are becoming more curious and saying that there has to be a better way. And what they're doing, and they are. I'm very, very surprised, but pleasantly surprised. In my community, we have our first, like a health food store.
Uh-huh.
And it's the first one we've had in decades. And
uh-huh.
She had a person there, Mr. Sprout Man.
Sprout Man? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I tell you, there was 20 people. And I was shocked.
Nice.
That was a good thing. So, you know, people are hungry. They're hungry for this knowledge.
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
so is and a perfect place to be, have your thirst quench, is at the Awakening Fair.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Good job. Yes, have your thirst for knowledge about body, mind, spirit, wellness. Have your thirst quenched at the Awaken Fair on Saturday, November 19th from 10 until 5 at the Doubletree Hotel in Tarrytown. And that's right on Route 9. I think the actual address is 455 South Broadway. But that is Route 9. If you're coming from Rockland County, once you come over the Tappan Zee Bridge, it's the very first exit. And if you're coming from any place in Westchester, it's right at the junction of 87 and Route 9 and 119 in Tarrytown. So very easy to get to. And if anybody wants more information about the fair, www.awakenfair.com.
And I know it's too late for this year, but maybe for the future fairs, if you want people want to become a vendor, they can always get in contact with you to be
absolutely.
A vendor.
Yeah, actually, the fair gets sold out in terms of vendor spots and speakers and readers and practitioners. And I would say probably this time it was sold out maybe about 2 weeks ago. So it is a very popular event. We do a lot of marketing. And, you know, each fair, more and more people know about it. So it keeps growing and growing. The very, very first fair was in 2002. It was in my office in White Plains. There were 42 people there.
And
you know, the last fair had just shy of 1,000 people come through. So it's really grown, but, you know, part of that is because people are curious about this, exactly
yeah,
what you said.
Absolutely.
People are interested.
I tell you, my first experience when I came to the fair, I don't even know how I heard about it, but you know, I did, and I had gone to that hotel when it was called other things. It's changed hands many times, and in fact, we used to park our cars there and carpool going someplace else.
Uh-huh.
And I never knew it was a back. So I said, okay, I'll park in the front like I normally do, and it was like no parking special. What did I do?
Uh-huh.
And then I went around the back. It was like, oh my God, I had to go all the way in the back. to leave my little truck in a little space because it was jam-packed with people.
And that's
kudos to you because you did that. You marketed this. You got the word out.
Got the word out, but, you know, that's only half the story. The other half is people want to hear the words. So, you know, it's a wonderful synergistic thing. And thank you for helping me spread the word.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. I'm more than happy to do it.
Thank you.
And we set the date since the last one. I had it in my calendar. Yeah. That's right.
Good job. So we will see you on Saturday. Hopefully with some friends, but you know what? Whether you come with or without friends, I want to see you and give you a big hug in person and a big thank you.
Oh, and thank you. Okay, well, it's 6:58, and so just give you the information one more time for my listeners so they can jot that down. So everybody can grab a pen and a piece of paper.
Okay,
so you can write this information down, and the date is?
So the date is November 19th. That's this coming Saturday, and it starts at 10 in the morning, and it ends at 5 in the evening. And I would say come early to get your goodie bag with all kinds of gifts and coupons and information inside. If you want to learn more information about the fair, it's www.awakenfair.com. And through the 17th, which is Wednesday, you can get tickets online for $10. And then if you miss that, it's still only $15 at the door. Come and have a great time. Get a reading, get a treatment, do some Christmas holiday shopping, and come and educate yourself about how to awaken to your very best self.
And when they go on the website, Paula, will they be able to pay online there?
Yep, there's on the website there's a button that says Buy Tickets, and you click on the button, and that takes you to the page where you can pay your entrance fee online. You just click the PayPal button. You know, we all love PayPal these days. And when you go to the to that page, you're also going to see a picture of the wonderful ecologically conscious reusable bags. And you'll see some pictures of people having fun at the Awaken Fair.
And if they don't have PayPal, can they still pay?
Absolutely.
Okay, excellent.
Yep.
Very, very
no problem.
Good. Well, Paul, this was fantastic, and I thank you again for being on the show, the Drive at 5 Live. You were a wealth of information, as always, and I hope that many of my listeners will be there taking advantage of all the knowledge that they will be able to receive when they come to your fair this Saturday.
Sounds great, and I look forward to seeing you, Pat.
Okay, then.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.